Water is a basic and essential need of every living creature, and the state of Florida water management districts and Santa Rosa County are working together to increase awareness about the importance of water conservation. And Santa Rosa County and the state of Florida have designated April, typically a dry month when water demands are most acute, Florida's Water Conservation Month. To educate citizens about how they can help save Florida's precious water resources, and Santa Rosa County has always encouraged and supported water conservation through various educational programs and special events. And every business, industry, school, and citizen can make a difference when it comes to conserving water. And every business, industry, school, and citizen can help by saving water and thus promote a healthy economy and community. And outdoor irrigation compromises a large portion of water use. Santa Rosa County will encourage citizens and businesses to focus on improving outdoor irrigation efficiency.
He meant comprises, but that's okay. Colton Wright, the chairman of Santa Rosa County Commission, yesterday reading the proclamation that is going to be, I guess, officially ratified on Thursday to designate April as Water Conservation Month in Santa Rosa County, and talking about some of the various entities that use water. And they also had an interesting conversation about the kind of water that gets used. I want to talk about that a little bit with Bruce Woody. He is the executive director of the Emerald Coast Utilities Authority. They do your sewer, they do your water, they do your garbage, they do recycling. Sorry, solid waste. We don't call it garbage. I do. But we have all these terms. And your yard waste, which I love that they pick up yard waste without a charge. I used to live in a place where you had to pay by the bag for them to take it, not just pay to pick up the bags, but, you know, like to buy the bags. You had to pay for the people to take the bags, put these little tags on it. So I love our system. Anyway, Bruce Woody, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning, Andrew.
Good to have you. Good to have you. Before we get to the water thing, which I do want to get to, can I just start with this? You're retiring, and we kind of knew this was coming, but also, I mean, you know, do you have a date yet, or do you have a, you know, and what's the process for finding your replacement?
Yeah, my last time in the office is going to be end of May, 1st of June. I haven't had a specific date, but
in
that time frame. Yeah. Yeah, I announced that to the board in January, so they've already begun the process. Advertising for my position is currently ongoing and closes April 15th with the board hopeful that there are sufficient candidates to do some interviews in May.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a pretty tight timeline for getting somebody in here, and then, you know, I'd love to have a little bit more overlap with you for some OTJ, but, you know, okay. You know, it's fine. I guess, it, you know, so thank you. You've been, what, 5 years, 6 years? How long has it been?
6 years.
Okay.
6 years.
And, you know, in my mind, the job of the executive director of ECUA is kind of like the job of the lighting and sound people in the theater. If nobody thinks about you, you did your job. The best praise get you get is nothing, right? So, and I think you have...
Silence is golden.
Yeah, you have done a very, in my opinion, a very good job of being, you know, sort of not a lot of news, which is the good thing. And so anyway...
I appreciate that. We have a wonderful board and a wonderful staff. So I'm just one of 650 people that work together to provide services for our customers. So thank you for the nice comments.
But it has not always been... Anyway, I'll just move on. You've done great, and I'm, you know, looking forward to finding somebody who, you know, I don't know how we are, but going to find somebody who does the job so well. So let's talk about Water Conservation Month. I know we got a lot of stuff to get to, but Water Conservation Month. So first of all, the aquifer strength in Northwest Florida, as opposed to the aquifer strength in, say, Central or Southern Florida, it's a completely different system, and our aquifer is abundant and rich for a long time. Or so I had always thought, but I read recently that there was some concern about it. What's your perception of that issue?
Yeah, we are extremely lucky. In Northwest Florida, between Mobile Bay and about halfway through Okaloosa County, so all of Escambia County and all of Santa Rosa County are supplied by water that comes from a sand and gravel aquifer. It's a vein of sand and gravel at an elevation of about 250 to 450 feet below ground level that provides water to our area. Although we pull out a tremendous amount of water both for public drinking use but also industrial use and lots of other uses by industry in the area, it is very abundant, but we have to be very careful about how we protect it as well. Because it is relatively shallow at that depth, We have wellhead protection zones, and we have to be very mindful that we not contaminate our own water source. We have lots of rules and regulations to help do that in terms of zoning, what to be built in certain areas. But the supply is surprisingly abundant. That is not the case for the west of Florida. The majority of the state rules and regulations regarding water consumption mainly address the 80% or more of the rest of the state that is really starving for water.
So, sorry, let me take a quick break because I want to come back to this. This is really interesting. That's the first time anybody explained to me the depth of the water table and why it's so important to keep, like, the wellfield protection areas in place because of protecting that source. That's interesting. I did not know that there was the reason that we had such an abundant source was because of that difference, as you said, just to Okaloosa County. I feel pretty lucky, honestly. We're talking to Bruce Woody, the executive director of ECUA. One of the things that came from the Santa Rosa County Commission meeting yesterday, Kerry Smith was talking about how, you know, some businesses do not need to be using potable water. And, you know, for example, a car wash. You don't need to have potable water on a car wash. Spraying your lawn. I mean, the honest to God, the reason we have spray fields is that they do the sprinkling of the treated effluent, which is not technically potable water, but, you know, it's safe enough to drink that, you know, people do drink it as a proof that it's relatively safe. You can, obviously, you do the irrigation, you know, down on Pensacola Beach and other places. It seems to me like there are lots of opportunities to put purple pipes in and save the water supply. And also, it's, I assume, cheaper, and it expands the spray field capacity for ECUA. But my question, and you tell me if I get any of that wrong, but also, if our aquifer is so abundant, does it really matter that we're wasting potable water on some of these could-be reclaimed water uses?
From a technical perspective, you probably could make that argument, but you realize that state laws cover the entire state, and the fairness and equity question of letting one or two counties do something different than everybody else is something that just isn't practical to consider.
Okay, so the regulations that encourage reuse, I mean, they apply to us because they apply to the state, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. Really, okay. Really. Interesting.
But still, we're trying to comply and encourage many of those same practices here because it's still a good practical thing to do. Out at the beach, we've invested millions of dollars, quite frankly, in extending a purple pipe system. In fact, the construction you see literally today, just about to finish here in another week, is extension of a reuse line that, when completed in one more phase, will provide irrigation water to all the hotels up and down Via de Luna and provide a stub out for eventually even expanding that up Fort Pickens Road.
Oh.
We hope to eventually get all the way out to Portofino.
Oh, okay. Again, makes sense. And, you know, my dear friend Sam Abel, city manager at Gulf Breeze, would be screaming at me if I didn't mention. But, you know, the peninsula is a little different. Okay, I know. And that's why they do so much of their stuff with, you know, trying to do reuse water and all that, which I appreciate. I just thought it was an interesting question. I hadn't really had a conversation about it with you before, and that's why I wanted to ask. Stuff that you guys have done at the meeting or news, the mural on the ground tank over on Inner Rarity has been completed. It looks great. I saw it. I saw pictures. Vicki Campbell had posted. It looks fantastic. Well done. I like art on water tanks, as you know.
Yeah. If the public ever gets a chance to go at that direction, it's on the north side of Inner Rarity Point Road, one block west of Sorrento, right next to the Ace Hardware store, if you're familiar with that. So we painted a mural 360 degrees all the way around the tank. It shows a nice sunset, images of blue heron, sea oats, and palm trees. We're very happy with how it turned out.
No, it's fantastic. I think actually one of the first things you did when you came on the board is you had to deal with me and my desire that we keep the Blue Angels elements of the downtown water tank, which, you know, is kind of like your first crisis on the job. And ever since then, you guys have done a good job of trying to, you know, put art on water tanks. And I'm a big believer that that's a giant, you know, that's a giant canvas. Let's make it pretty. And I love that you guys have done that here. You guys are also talking about expanding the capacity at the wastewater treatment facility at Bayou Marcus, kind of the other wastewater treatment facility. I assume that's because of population growth in Beulah and the west side and all that. Is that right?
Yeah, it certainly is. We have three water reclamation facilities, one at the beach. The central water reclamation facility, which receives about 13 to 14 million gallons of water per day. And then we have the Bayou Marcus facility, which picks up the west side of town, and its rated capacity is about 8.2 million gallons per day. But there's a tremendous amount of growth in the last 29 years since the last time that we did some major improvements at that plant to increase capacity. So it's time to start looking at that now. Don't worry, no emergencies. We're probably at 75% or so. And I envision a project probably 6 to 7 years away from now. But that starts with a preliminary study to evaluate options for types of treatments, what some alternatives are to expand that capacity. So that work will be ongoing over this next year.
Okay, so right now we're just kind of looking at the possibility. It's at 8 million using 6 right now. And I'm assuming that the facility that exists is at its maximum capacity. Like, I know having heard all these conversations in Milton and Santa Rosa County, they're building them in a modular way that, for example, you can start with 2, go to 4, go to 6, go to 8. I'm assuming Bayou Marcus was not designed to go beyond 8. Is that right?
Right now its capacity is 8, but we're talking about adding additional 2 to 3 million gallons worth of capacity.
But I'm saying that you would have to do something. It wasn't built to go to 10 or 12.
No. Okay. 8 is its rated capacity, although it only receives 5 to 6 right now.
Got it. Okay. All right. Very good. Let's see. My ECUA app. Oh, man, I love the app. It's super easy to use, but good. Tell people why they should get it, because, I mean, this is a relatively new thing. I think it's been out for, about a month now?
It came out in the middle of February. We've already had over 2,000 downloads of it, and already it is taking about 5.5% of the work orders that are produced through our customer service division actually come through the app now. So
that's
great. Already gaining some popularity. Our goal is to get that maybe even as high as 20% over time. If hopefully people will see the advantages and the simplicity of using the app. It's free to download. It allows you to report problems or issues or concerns. Obviously, you can pay bills and things like that as well. When you report a concern, there's a tracking mechanism. You can add a map. You can add photos, take a picture of the bulk waste you're wanting to have picked up, or a trash can that's damaged, or any information you need to share with us, a water leak, et cetera. It has an internal tracking mechanism and a means to communicate that we can send messages back if you need more information or let you know when the work is done. It's a wonderful communication tool, and obviously it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. So
yeah.
If you don't like waiting in line on the phone to talk to the next available customer service rep, pick up the ECUA app. It's easy and convenient.
You know, it's funny because you're an organization that obviously depends on citizens being good, conservers, right, of water, of solid waste, of recycling, of yard waste, like all of these things. But you all are also hoping that people will be good conservers of the staff time, because if you use the app, it's A, better, more efficient than calling, because you can, GPS locate what you're doing, send a photo, it's all attached, it creates a number automatically. But it also means it frees up staff time, because as you said, if 5% of your work orders are now coming from the app, that's a freeing up of 5% of the workforce capacity that would otherwise have to deal with people. If you can get that to 20, this is cost saving / capacity protection. So I love it. I'm glad for that. Go ahead.
Yeah, you bring up a very good point. We are a public utility, not a private investor-owned utility.
Right.
We don't sell bonds. We don't sell stocks. We don't have a high-paid CEO. The way we provide support to our customers is to provide the most financially efficient job we can and be as responsive as we can. So if we can save money, that immediately translates into saving rates.
Everybody who recycles is saving everybody money. Everybody who uses less water is saving everybody money. Everybody who uses the app is saving everybody money. So, yeah, it's a participative sport. Yep. Hey, last thing, Bruce, before we let you go, just a real quick because we're totally out of time, but I know you got budget meetings coming up next month. Are you yet in a position where you can tell us what the recommendation for rates is going to be this year? Increase, maintain, decrease? Don't know, can't say?
Can't say at this point.
Okay.
April 13th through 16th, we'll be making presentations to our board, discussing needs, and that process follows that, those discussions.
Got it. Tune in later, which is fine. I kind of expected that answer, but I wanted to ask just in case we could get a sneak peek early. Bruce Woody, the executive director for ECUA. As always, Bruce, thank you for the time and the explanations. I look forward to talking again in a month.
Great. Thanks, Andrew.